As the Senate nears a vote on energy legislation, the debate is intensifying again over drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. Congress has argued for nearly two decades about whether America's energy needs justify opening the 1.5 million acre coastal plain of the refuge. Anwar may have oil, but it's also the calving ground for a migratory herd of more than 100,000 caribou. The oil industry, environmentalists, and a succession of administrations have employed all sorts of political strategies and scientific studies to try to make their case, but the issue has never been resolved. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has been following the story and joins us now. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, John.
The most recent study on Anwar has been used to make the case both for and against drilling. Tell us how that happened.
Well, the first study that came out just recently by the U.S. Geological Survey summarized a dozen years of data and used computer models to calculate the impacts of five different drilling scenarios on wildlife, and it warned, particularly in a full development scenario, that caribou would be affected. So environmentalists all cheered, and the administration winced and ordered up a new report, and the same scientist was sent back to run the same data through scenarios with smaller geographic areas and more drilling restrictions. So not surprisingly, the result was fewer adverse effects on caribou. None of this is new science, John. It's an interpretation and a reinterpretation of existing data. And of course, there are still many unknowns. No one knows just how much or exactly where, for that matter, the oil is. So while industry has made advances in technology and their impacts are much smaller, it's still an unknown what would have to be put into place to get the oil out, just as it's an unknown what effects would be on this particular herd of caribou. So there's just as much spin here as there is science on both sides.
This isn't the first time that Interior Secretary Gail Norton has weighed in on the science of caribou in the refuge.
No, last year she was asked by a Senate committee about the herd, and she left out data that said the herd could be affected and added data that said the caribou calved outside of the drilling area in 11 of the last 18 years, when actually the opposite was true. But, you know, Secretary Norton's made no secret of her desire to open up the refuge. She's been lobbying labor unions. It's been a goal of this administration since the campaign. Just as past administrations have fought it, this administration is pushing it in every way possible.
So if it doesn't pass now, when could it pass?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a question the industry's been asking for years. With an oil man in the White House now, a gung-ho Interior Department, a sharp focus on dependence on foreign oil, Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham was just on the Hill today pointing out the volatile oil supply in the Mideast. You'd think that supporters could muster the votes on Capitol Hill, but the oil industry shelved this a long time ago. They've got, you know, less controversial prospects elsewhere. And, John, the annual debate has become more symbol than substance on both sides. It's become a rallying cry for environmental groups, just as it has for pro-development groups, and it's a pro-energy or a pro-environment vote during an election year, and that translates into campaign dollars.
But surely there's got to be some desire to resolve this thing once and for all, either open it up or make it permanently off limits.
Well, there is, John, and I've seen the best and worst of the oil industry, and there are examples of both side by side up in Alaska, but that's not what the underlying debate is really about. As you know, it's about energy consumption, U.S. energy consumption, and whether or not it justifies opening this place up. It's just as disingenuous for the oil industry to say they can go into this place and not change it as it is for Americans to say they want to continue to drive gas-guzzling SUVs and keep places like this off limits. The political leaders and the public have to decide whether to address supply or demand or do a little of both, and that involves difficult choices that nobody's been able to make.
Thanks very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold, reporting from Seattle.